The newspapers broke it to the world before Chantal had a chance to. Not that she cared what the world thought. She did, however, care what her friends and relatives thought, and they happened to be part of the forewarned world. She didn't want them reading about it in the news, or even seeing it on the breakfast news programmes playing through to morning viewers as they tucked into their buttered toast. She had wanted to be the one to phone around to tell them of what had happened. God only knows what his mother thought when she read about it in print form, before even knowing there was a problem. God only knew indeed. And as soon as Chantal would accept this call, she too would be privy to how his mum was feeling.
"Hello?"
Chantal said. There was a crack in her voice as she swallowed back the tears.
"Is it true?"
Veronica, Jake's mother, asked. It was a rhetorical question. Veronica was in her 70s and considered to be a little senile by Jake and Chantal. But despite what they said behind her back, she wasn't stupid. The real question she meant to ask was, how bad was it?
"Yes," Chantal answered the rhetorical question. "It's true, I'm sorry, I didn't want to wake you during the night. I was going to make the calls this morning. I have no idea how the story got released."
"Is the staff there?"
Veronica's venom started to spill. A woman in her 70s, left alone for long periods between visits, with no method of transporting herself, learnt how to build bitterness and unleash it at a moment's notice, often without warning.
"They earn next to nothing. No doubt one of them sold the story to the press."
"The staff have been amazing here."
Chantal stepped in before Veronica started ranting about suing each and every person responsible.
"If anything, it was probably someone from the scene of the accident."
"Well, what on earth happened?"
Veronica changed the subject. Bitter bitch back to concerned mother in the blink of an eye.
"I'm sorry, can I call you back? Someone's just walked in with some news," Chantal said.
"Well, be sure to call me. It would be nice hearing it from you instead of reading about it from a stranger."
The poisonous witch was back with another sly dig, to add to the numerous digs she'd sent Chantal's way over the years. In her eyes, Chantal was never good enough for her son. He was known throughout the world, and she was known only to the perverts who purchased the magazine she spread them for. Cheap Tart was one of the nicer things Veronica had called her over the years, much to her son's frustration.
"I will."
Chantal hung her mobile up before Veronica had the chance to say anything else, and then, without a second delay, she broke down in floods of tears, the stress and worry from the night finally catching up with her, despite her best efforts to keep it at bay until she had got home again. Now, though, she didn't care that people might see her cry. At least now they might finally believe she was with Jake because she loved him, as opposed to what his mother and a good proportion of the rest of society believed. She was with him, a man 20 years her senior, because of his global fame and hefty fortune. Chantal was sitting in a private hospital room. Her husband was missing. He had been rushed to surgery following complications, and that was the last she knew about anything. Complications. No one had come back to see her in the meantime, to tell her how everything was. No one had come to see if she was okay. They'd just left her there with her own dark thoughts of the worst-case scenario. The accident had been serious. He should have been dead upon impact, according to the newspapers. Witnesses had stepped forward to say his car had been travelling at over 100 miles per hour before it went off the road and burst into a ball of flames. A £1.2 million sports car, written off in less than 5 seconds, the time it took the bodywork to crumple around him, and the flames to eat away at the paint, rubber, leather, plastic. God, it doesn't bear thinking about. For once, not wearing a seatbelt had saved his life. The collision with the tree launched him through the window, which, whilst not good by any stretch of the imagination, stopped him from being trapped in the burning wreckage. Chantal had come straight to the hospital. She knew the crash was bad.